Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
First and 10, 33-yard line of the Niners. Brady back, and a throw right. Ball got tipped, intercepted by Dre Greenlaw, dropping back into coverage. He tipped the ball up into the air and intercepted it. Tom Brady, picking himself up off the ground, finds out he has thrown his second interception of the game.
And it's Kerry Hyder that time who does a great job on Tom Brady. Another flat throw from Brady. Greenlaw gets his hand on it, tips it to himself. I love that. I was talking to Greenlaw at practice the other day, talking about exactly this. He goes, man, if I can get me one this week, it gets to go. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it was for me, to be honest. It was complete shit. But I try to be a gentleman. No, it was actually, look, it was a great play he made. I'm happy he's got the ball. I wish I didn't throw it, but I'm trying to be a good sport, because a lot of times I'm not a good sport. I could be a pretty bad sport. And so in the moment when they get me in the right frame of mind, I'm actually a good sport.
that was last year. The Niners beat the Bucks. Brock Purdy on one side, but that was Tom Brady on his podcast. Let's go, talking about Fred Warner came over, then Dre Greenlaw had the ball, and Tom Brady and that whole thing. And Dre Greenlaw joins us from OTAs. We'll get into OTAs and how Dre is doing in the offseason and all that kind of stuff. But Dre, take us through that on the field. Fred went over. You got the ball signed. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, man. No, yeah. I went over after, and I was telling my teammates, you know, that I wanted to get the ball signed. I was gonna go get it signed. They were like, "No, you're not." And I was like, "I bet I do." And they was like, "Man, you get this signed, you the GOAT, man." So I went over there, started talking to him for a little minute, and he kind of like, you know, he wasn't too happy. Of course, he threw two picks, so you know, he wasn't too happy. So I looked at him, I was like, "Man, you know what? I was supposed to get this ball signed, but you ain't got to sign it, man." And then Fred comes behind me. He goes like, "You get the ball signed?" And I looked at him, and I was like, "Man, you got to sign this ball, man." I already told him you go sign this ball, so he signed it. And it was just a cool experience, man. But just, you know, one of the greatest football players to ever play the game. So it was just unreal moment.
Yeah, and it was a great game and a great play by you to drop into coverage and tip the ball up in the air and come away with it. But I think the biggest signature of last year was the 49ers getting you to sign a contract extension. And then early in the year, Dre, and then you go out and you just ball out. I mean, whether you're a Pro Bowler or all pro, the hell with that. I mean, just talk about the season you had last year, 127 tackles, playing next to Fred. Are you playing the best football of your life right now, big play, Dre?
For me, it's just about being in the moment. Just, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that I get. You know, just being on the field, being on the moment with my brothers and going to have fun. And, you know, at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is just to go win the championship. So, you know, every day, you know, now throughout the summer, we put in that work to, you know, go achieve that goal. So, and it's a great feeling, you know, working with the guys that, you know, we got in the room, Fred, you know, those guys just to push me throughout the summer and stuff like that. So, you know, whenever season time is time to go, you know, our goal is to win a championship. And, you know, that's what we're going to try to do this year.
Dre Greenlaw joining us, Pop and Lund here on these Sports Leaders. We'll get you through some OTAs. Nothing major, though, right now. You're not in OTAs, but no big deal, just healing up?
Yeah, nothing major. I'm actually on the side just kind of running, you know, just continuing the off-season training. But, yeah, nothing major, just a little cleanup in the thumb. Was giving me some problems just whenever I was punching at the ball or whenever, like, you know, I had to use my hands on linemen, just finger was just really, really jammed up. So Just had to get it cleaned up and fixed, and it's going really well right now. So I'm just waiting. I guess now I think they're going to keep me out of OTAs for the most part, you know, just because you don't want any setbacks right now. But, no, it's going really, really well.
Yeah, you are good at punching the ball out. You got a couple of forced fumbles last year and a couple of forced recoveries. Your technique, your head coach likens you with your uppercut swing to Mike Tyson, and then he says you look like Mike Tyson. Are you buying that from Kyle at all, Dre?
You know, I'm just playing ball. No, I think if I was trying to find the best way to be able to just, you know, make an impact on the game, you know, whether it's me punching at the ball and my teammates, you know, getting excited for it and they're doing it too, and you got all guys punching at the ball now, or, you know, and getting one out, you know, hopefully to change the game, or, you know, just in whatever way possible, honestly. So, but yeah, he have made that comment a few times, and I mean, a couple of people told me I look like him, so I don't believe it, but
not a bad thing.
Trey Greenlaw is joining us, Poppin' Lund, talks of 49ers as they're in OTA. So this is kind of the start of it, right, where this is officially your 2023 season. What is it like? You guys got so far in the NFC Championship game. Now you hit the reset button and you start all over again. What is that kind of like to get back into the swing and all that?
It feels great. Honestly, it's like, for me, it's like just the best feeling ever just to be around, you know, the team, to be at the facility. I've actually been here for about 2.5 months already training, so I kind of know, you know, just been up here. But I'm just so comfortable with, you know, just the teammates and all the guys, just meeting each other, meeting the new guys. And, you know, it's been great, you know. A lot of the new guys getting a chance to get good reps in and get used to the defense and, you know, getting used to the new coach. And, you know, everybody just, you know, just getting familiar with each other. So, you know, it's just been a great – just great feeling just being back all together. So, you know, we can just get this season started and start working on the details of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the new coach, your new D.C. defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks, interim coach last year in Carolina. Of course, a head coach in Arizona going back in 2018. You go from Robert Saleh to D'Amico Ryans to now Steve Wilks, Dre. And he's been talking about being more aggressive, you know, with more blitzing and more press man. He also talked about using the athleticism of the linebacking core. Fred does blitz a lot. You had a sack your rookie year and one your second year. You have 2 quarterback sacks in your career. Can we expect more Dre blitzes this year?
You know, I do hope so. I do, but yeah, I talked to him as well, and just based off what we've been doing, it's going to be a lot of ways that he's going to be able to, you know, just match us up on running backs and, you know, whether he's calling it, whether we're hug rushing, you know, the running back or, you know, whatever it is that he's calling. But he's definitely going to be sending us a lot more. So that should be fun. So hopefully we can get some more sacks this year for sure.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Hey, Dre, your defensive coordinators are popular around the league. So Saleh goes off to the Jets, and now D'Amico Ryans goes off to the Texans, and Steve Wilks is a veteran guy that comes over, was the head coach of the Panthers, comes over and is your DC. How do you expect things to be different? What is it like to have Steve Wilks and have D'Amico move on?
Of course we're going to miss D'Amico. Just D'Amico was one of the guys that he was a player as well as a coach. And just that, relationship that you had with him, for bringing a lot of guys that he had, for a lot of us he had brought in, and then just being familiar with the game and understanding the game and just relating to him that way. So it was just awesome having him as a coordinator. And, ever since Steve come, he's just done a great job of just not trying to be anybody or trying to be something he's not. He's kind of just been himself, and I don't know. He's allowed us to be ourselves as well. It's not like he wants to change a lot of things. He loved the way that we play, and the scheme that we had last year. I think it's going to be awesome for him to just, mix his own deal in there. And, like he said, make us more aggressive in different situations. And that's just going to be fun to add to the, to the pot. So it's been a great change so far. As far as just him, like I said, just being himself, being a great leader that he is, it's going to be fun to work with him.
Well, he takes over the number one defense in pro football last year in many categories, including the most important points per game. And obviously the defensive player of the year, Nick Bosa, in the great front. Javon Hargrave is now there. And, the two best linebackers in football, and you and Fred. But I even called it the last few years the best trio of linebackers in football, with Azeez Alshire as well. So not having him, Trey, what are your thoughts on the Bates defense when you have three linebackers on the field? Who are some of the candidates that could be that third? And then, more importantly, when you guys go nickel, that third linebacker is your nickelback. And that was Kaywan Williams for a long time and Jimmy Ward last year. Isaiah Oliver is big and strong, and he can give you that blitz off the slot. So tell me about, a third linebacker candidate in the base, and then when you go nickel, your new nickelback.
Yeah, for us in base, honestly, like you said, like we're going to be missing a really, really good linebacker in Azeez. But how the game is, that's just how the, business works. You play good, they play good. So, and, he had one of those seasons to where he knew he was a star linebacker. So, we got a lot of guys, honestly, that's just, the 49ers is, as an organization altogether, do a good job of, drafting and getting, high character, just guys that fit their system. So we got a lot of guys that, that can run, that can hit. Flan, OB, two guys that, are probably going to battle it out for that position. And then you got some young guys that can also come in and make a difference as well. So, D and Jalen, and those are going to be some guys to watch for that can probably compete for that spot as well. So, it's just been a great OTA so far, and watching them learn, watching them grow, watching them get better. And, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. Just young talent and, guys that's been in that position already that understands it and knows it and know how to play it. So, it's the best of both worlds. But and as far as the nickel spot, just seeing Isaiah and what he's able to do, he's a long guy that's, like you said, physical. This Ranger guy that can cover man-to-man is very good zone coverage, cover nickel, which is, perfect for our defense. So, it's been good to see, just like those guys get those reps and learn the defense and, make plays, and you can just see the confidence grow in them as they, every day as they continue to work. So, I'm just ready for training camp so I can be a part of it, really, honestly. So every day I'm just working right beside them, just waiting on my chance to be able to get out there with them. So it's been good to watch.
Jared Greenlaw's joining us. OTA's going on right now. Like I said, camp around the corner. You sound excited about it. Pop mentioned this name, Javon Hargrave. He switches sides, and you got to love that. Now you got Armstead and Javon Hargrave. They rebuilt some of the depth along that defensive line, but Hargrave in particular, how nice is it going to have that big guy on your side, maybe clearing some way so you can make some plays?
Oh, it's going to be huge. You know, I actually talked to him whenever he came in. I was like, I'm going to get this clear. You know what I mean? Just like, you're coming from Philly, man. We're going to get
this clear, man.
Like, you know, I got a little lucky, but we ain't, I didn't exaggerate too much. But, you know, they still did a good job. They're a really good team that last year. But, you know, just having a guy like him that can move people, that's aggressive, you know, it's going to help everybody out. Not just me, but it's going to help, you know, the guys behind me as well, because I just think it just all works together. So it's going to be fun to just, you know, you already got the guys that we've had before. You know, like you said, Eric, Bosa, all those guys up front. So it's going to be fun to add in a guy with some experience as well, you know.
Great stuff, man. By the way, before we let you go, where's that football? Where's that Brady football?
The TV. What
is it, in a case or something? Yeah.
It's definitely in the case, but I'm not going to tell you where.
Okay, you have to kill us. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt for sure. But
so, what does he sign on a ball? Does he sign TB12 HOF or Tom Brady, Lord of the Rings? What does he sign?
It's TB12. It's TB12. It's I'm just making sure nobody, like, you know, got in the case. Nobody can touch it. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, wipe off or, you know, it's crazy, but. No, it was an unreal feeling, man. And it's the fact that I just, like, manifested that prayed about it the whole week. Like, I mean, like, I said it was going to happen, and it happened. So it was awesome for him to get a chance to sign it, too. It was big.
That's awesome.
He doesn't even sign Thomas Brady or Tom Brady. He just signs TB12.
Marketing all the time. Man.
Nice and smooth. I like it. I like it. Nice and smooth.
Yeah, that is smooth. That's going to be worth something, man. We appreciate it, man. Get healthy. We can't wait to see you in camp, and have a great season. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
All right, I appreciate y'all.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.